All right. I don't know what kind of evening this is going to be. Getting conflicting reports on how the audio is going out over the air, which, of course, is just what I need. But, hey, it wouldn't be an official extravaganza if we didn't have a FUBAR situation, right?
Shortwave radio. Music and fun from the USA.
This is the planet
WBCQ.
And now, John Lightning.
Where there's free speech all the time.
Well, here we go. Live, coming to you live from the former capital of COVID-19, he states. Oh, I'm turning it way up. Yeah, I'm in one of those moods. Here we go. Yeah, the former capital of COVID-19, at least for now. I am John P. Lightning, chief cook and wine bottle washer when it's empty. I'm also an expert on the life and times of John Holmes and your pretty little bondage queen. Yeah. Break out that Dalek sleep sack, mistress. It's time to put John Lightning to bed. Well, actually, that won't happen for about another 3 hours. Because we are here, as usual, on Planet Radio, WBCQ, and all across johnlightning.com. We bring you your extravaganza. Yeah, Pally, this show originates in the United States of America, the land of milk and honey, and rioting, and racism, and some really bad shit. One of my listeners sent me an email during the week. I think it was Fred, was upset with the fact that the last show I questioned my love for America. And again, I'm going to ask, if you love America, why aren't you questioning your love for this dumb fucking country? Yeah, the land of milk and honey. Milk is back in stock everywhere, but honey, not so lucky, because bees continue to die. And I'd gladly sacrifice 53 Republican Senate seats for a shitload of bees. And I traded all in for a leggy blonde who, for some inexplicable reason, would actually want to lay down alongside me. As always, I am living large on the allostatin, where we have only seen a few small and thankfully properly peaceful protests. But save for people of color, most of the persons of non-color who make up the vast preponderance of people on this island could shivigate about protesting. Unless, of course, you raise their taxes, cut back on their garbage pickups, or dare to put affordable housing anywhere near where we live. Well, at least for us persons of non-color. I don't want no affordable housing anywhere near me. And the reason? I don't think I have to mention. Good evening once again, and I thank you. I thank you prominently. I thank you significantly. I thank you bigly, strongly, powerfully for listening to the show. You know, as whatever the hell this is. That's right, the A Little Bit of Everything Radio Extravaganza. Yes, we're living medium large these days and rarely leaving the property. I've got it down to like 3 times a week. I go see my sister. No, actually, yesterday I walked all of the 3 blocks over to the local Chinese store and picked up my Chinese food. And at the counter, they've taken a bunch of see-through, you know, clear garbage bags and lined them all across the counter so you can't even touch the counter. The person is on the other side of the sheet of plastic, and when your order comes, they take it and they slide it through the plastic, and that's good. That's good, because it seems a lot of people are forgetting that COVID-19, that's right, still a thing. And don't you forget about it, because it's kind of important that we continue to socially distance, isn't it? Well, I don't know. It's not going to be a show all about COVID-19. Are you all sick and fucking tired of COVID-19 talk? I certainly am. But overall, and because I'm relatively healthy, my life, yes, peachy. All right, a bit boring, and it is rather bereft of most of my pals because I don't get to see them, but it's quite decent. I don't know, maybe this week, maybe next week, I'll get to see Jeff. Hopefully this week, Dave, our boogeyman. And of course, when we're together, we're not going to be all that together, because we'll be socially distancing. But at least we can see each other and tell each other to go fuck each other live and in person for a change, instead of doing it via the email or over the internet in some way or via telephone. Yes, friends, that's my life these days. Boring, although most people will tell you, John, you are relatively boring, at least off the air. You're not very entertaining off the air. And there's no reason for me to be. Why should I be? Particularly at my age, who have I got to impress with intellect? Well, I would have to have one. Who would I be able to impress by being a clever, cheeky, crazy SOB? Probably nobody. Although my friend Tony P, longtime friend of mine, he's a fan of saying things like, you know, yeah, live your life to the fullest. You name the cliche. My favorite cliche of his is, you're not really living unless you've got something worth dying for. Not that I would die for my collection of live Grateful Dead recordings. Well, and of course, for Tony, his main source of pleasure in his life is his car. His car. Everybody has their thing. That remains his true love. Now, on the highway, he won't even let other cars pass his car because it's so special. What the fuck does that asshole think he's doing? Huh? What is he doing trying to pass me? Why? The whole idea seems silly to me. This whole idea of having to have something worth living for. Really? Like, we need to have a reason to keep on living other than to avoid the permanency of dying? Come on! And those of you that know me personally, yeah, my condolences, you know my people's skills are fairly minimal. I'll admit it. And it's not for lack of trying. And yeah, I do find many people trying. But then again, those people often turn out to be the ones most precious, most worthy of hanging on to. Particularly if they're not John Lightning intolerant. You know, kind of like with the lactose, a lot of people, you know, once they've tried John Lightning, break out the Pepto. I'm never going to listen to that shit again. And yes, what has more than a little to do with who I am, the way I am, is because I'm old. I am old and somewhat too incredibly crotchety, which comes with age and continued exposure to people also has that effect. So I'm taking full advantage of people avoidance the last couple of months. And you know what? For the most part, I'm enjoying it. I'm enjoying it. Really, I'm enjoying it. Indeed, when one gets old enough and, you know, lots of dumb shit just stops mattering. That has taken me almost 7 decades to get to that point. But yeah, lots of things stop mattering. You know, things that are symbolic of success or stature. Those things, if they were meaningful in your life, at that point, they generally become meaningless like they should have been 5-6 decades earlier. You know, people put a lot of their personal worth into things, into belongings, into, as George Carlin used to talk about, stuff. A home is a place to keep your stuff. And for many people, that's what's most important in their lives. Not love, not friendship, not being honest and decent and kind and generous, things I'm still working on being. But for most of those people, it's shit like a fancy car, a nice home, a trophy wife or girlfriend, a big CD collection. Look, will you please look at my Mingus CDs? See how hip I really am? No, you're not. No, you are not. You're a fucking poser. Like many of those protesting, because it's cool with a capital K, but it's also rather important to the propagation of democracy. Now, I've spoken with a couple of people generally to the right of me this week. What all this fucking protesting? Is that what America's supposed to be all about? Yes, yes. How the fuck do you think America started? Remember that little party involving tea that they had up in Boston a couple hundred years ago? Protesting. Protesting is how we get our points across. Protesting and protesting in places where a free press is enabled, where that free press can report on what's going on so that we, the people, are not left in the dark, are not wondering what the real story is, because you sure as hell ain't going to get it from the government. And these are things that are rather important to yours truly, John P. Lightning. If they're not important to you, I understand. Again, it has a lot to do based on your age, who you are, where you live. It's like I have one friend left up in the Bronx who was telling me, and he lives in a nice section of the Bronx, meaning it's all white. That's the truth for him. It's all white. My neighborhood, on the other hand, here in Grasmere, is rather mixed. All right, not so mixed that white people aren't still the majority. Whew, thank fucking goodness. But other than for that, it is relatively mixed, and it's fine, it's great, it's a good place to live, save for all the sirens. I tell people, considering where I live, it's for the most part remarkably, remarkably quiet around here, except for the sirens going off every 10 to 15 seconds. It always seems to be always something coming down the street. Ambulances and fire engines seem to detour down my street, I think, just to fuck with me, because this street it doesn't provide easy access to any other street. Now, it's not like it's a shortcut to anywhere. And when I heard that things got somewhat out of hand in one of my old neighborhoods in the Bronx last week, and I'm referring to the Mott Haven section, it upset me a little bit, because I knew some people there. I knew some followers of Louis Farrakhan when I worked there. Man, the shit people choose to believe. Matter of fact, maybe Louis's mothership, maybe the mothership will land in the Bronx and rapture all his believers up to wherever the hell they're supposed to go. Because otherwise, the only reason to land it in the Bronx would be to make repairs. You know, land it over by Webster Avenue, where all the auto repair shops are. I mean, damn, Will probably needs a tune-up by now, and maybe we can get that cracked windshield fixed. Yeah. Hey, Jamal, do we have a mother wheel windshield? Used mother wheel parts probably are hard to come by. But what's not hard to come by is choice quality, great quality radio right here on the planet, WBCQ, where once again, COVID-19, it's not gone. It's not done. Please. And all the protesting, you know, a lot of people have been rightfully angered, rightfully annoyed, that they couldn't have some fun, that they couldn't get together. You know, maybe we'll talk about it a little bit later, because our wonderful governor made a decision. I think it was like, on your home property, you're only allowed to have 10 people or maybe 12 people between the ages of 55 and 9 and whatever. You know, it's just a lot of sheer, unadulterated, unmitigated stupidity. And lots of people, you know, lots of families could not gather to bury their dead while protesters were gathering by the thousands. And this imperfect union, I think we can agree on one thing, perhaps, maybe, here in this country. Social distancing is on the run. Not COVID-19, okay? Or your kids' graduation. Matter of fact, here, let me get this out of the way right now, and maybe we'll discuss it again later in the show, because I know there are a lot of people that don't pick up on the show until the 9 o'clock, some of them even the 10 o'clock hour, okay? We call them blittering idiots because they're not listening to the entirety of the extravaganza. But really, the thing to do is, okay, if you could have upwards of 50 people,